The Keystone XL pipeline did not make it through the Senate tonight. A measure to approve the pipeline's construction didn't have enough votes to pass. All 45 Republicans were on board, so the bill needed 15 Democrats, and they fell short by just one. It's a project President Obama has not been a fan of, but Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana had been trying to scrape up support in her caucus to pass the bill. NPR's Elsa Chang joins us now from the Capitol. Hi, Elsa.
Hi there.
And let's remind everybody first what exactly this project is supposed to be. It's about 1,600 miles of pipeline starting in Western Canada, winding down to the Gulf of Mexico. Why don't you go over the arguments you heard today in floor debate for and against Keystone?
Well, it basically comes down to jobs versus the environment, or that's how the debate has been framed. Those who support the pipeline, meaning Republicans, some Democrats and business and labor groups say the project would lead to thousands of new jobs. Those on the other side have cited climate change concerns that extracting this oil would release more greenhouse gases. There would be or could be disastrous oil spills. The Keystone measure has passed 9 separate times in the Republican-controlled House, but up until now, Senate Democrats have not wanted to bring this up for a vote.
But they did today in this lame duck session, hoping that it would help, as we mentioned, Democrat Mary Landrieu get reelected in Louisiana.
That's right. She's got a runoff next month against House Republican Bill Cassidy. And in an oil-rich state like Louisiana, this is a good project for any candidate to push. And Landrieu's been spending the last week trying to get 15 Democrats on board. She said she had the votes. Obviously, she was wrong. And here's what she said right after tonight's vote.
There's no blame. There is only joy in the fight. Where I come from, we just never talk about quitting, and we don't talk about whining.
And Mary Landrieu's fight continues until December 6th. That's when she has that runoff. And what do you think? How do you think this vote tonight affects her campaign?
Well, she can still point to Keystone as an example of how her seniority in the chamber was the reason the Senate even voted on this. She mentioned this tonight. She's been in the Senate 12 years, and it was her influence, she says, in the chamber that made this vote happen when she took to the floor and asked for it last week. But her clout will be diminished now, right? Now that Republicans will be taking over the Senate come January, mm-hmm. She won't be chair of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee anymore. And that was a big selling point for her on the campaign trail previously.
Well, the Keystone Pipeline legislation has now died in the Congress, at least for now. What about the president's role? Where does he stand?
Well, he could theoretically still approve this. The State Department has been conducting a review of the project the last 6 years, and President Obama says he wants to wait for that process to run its course before his administration decides whether to approve Keystone. But he certainly has voiced other concerns about the project. He doesn't think the pipeline will create all the jobs Republicans say it will, and he doesn't think Keystone will do anything to lower U.S. gas prices.
And come January with the new Congress, how might that change what's happened with this Keystone legislation?
Well, House Speaker John Boehner and Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader-to-be, say they are definitely bringing up Keystone for a vote again. Of course, if the bill ultimately does pass, Obama could still end up vetoing the legislation. And then the question will be, does McConnell have the 67 votes in the new Senate to override that veto? That will be very difficult because some of the Democrats today who voted yes on Keystone may be less willing later to vote to override a presidential veto.
Okay. NPR's Elsa Chang on Capitol Hill. Elsa, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And the news again today that the Senate failed to get enough votes to approve the Keystone XL pipeline.